This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I am going to bed with one of the sexiest stars in the game. She is a singer, an actor, a mom, actually two-time mom now. I'm talking about R&B, so sexy, Kelly Rowan. Hi, girl.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I am thrilled to have you. And the other person I'm going to bed with is my go-to girl. She is hilarious. She speaks the truth. She preaches when she needs to be. She's also the founder of Whoopash, and we'll tell you all about it a little later. Please welcome my amazing friend, Cherie Zampino.
Oh, hey. So good to be here. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies.
Hi. Thank you for going to bed with me, ladies. I want to start off with, what is your drink of choice tonight? Cherie, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a little rosé.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. Miss Kelly Rowland.
I'm drinking a titty tail.
A what?
Did I call it a titty tail right now. No, I mean, like, first of all, it's literally like a lactation booster right now because I'm breastfeeding. So I call it a titty tail.
Oh, my God. I love it. You can brand it, girl. You can make a lot of money with a titty tail. That's hilarious. I am having vodka on the rocks. So cheers to going to bed together.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Ladies, I'm going to get right in because I need your help. I am a little frustrated. I am a little bit, I have a problem. Okay. So having sex with this guy, he does not talk during sex. I need some, I got you, babe. This feels good. Let's get it. What do I do to get him to talk to me during sex? All he does is grunt.
Ooh. I mean, are you talking?
Is he in pain? What's he grunting? What? Okay, okay, got it.
What do you do? How do you tell a guy?
I mean, usually you would be the example, right?
Right.
So, okay. Are you talking to him?
I'm talking to him. I'm like, this feels good. Do you like it? Is this yours? And like,
is this yours?
Right.
What does he say to that?
He kind of like grunts a little more.
Oh, he's shy.
Oh, no, he needs to speak up.
Stop it.
No.
He's shy.
How would you say it if you were in my situation, Cherie? What would you say?
I think I would make him his favorite cocktail, get him feeling a little loose and fun and playful, and then have the conversation.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then let that conversation kind of evolve and flow into foreplay. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's going to work out for you.
Well, you know what? I actually said, you know what? I really want to know what you're thinking. I'm curious. You know, I tried to go that approach and I got, well, I'm not thinking about anything. So I think I'm in trouble.
I like Cherie's approach.
I think I'm in trouble. But listen, let's talk about quarantine. We've all been quarantined. I've heard of quarantine babies happening. And I believe, Kelly, did you have a quarantine baby?
I sure did have a quarantine baby. This house was, you know, full of, you know, testosterone and estrogen. And then the two decided to combine and make a baby.
Oh, my God. And baby Noah, congratulations, first of all.
Congratulations to you.
How did you find the time when you have another child running around, probably coming into your room, maybe sleeping with you sometimes?
We had to be creative. I will definitely say we had to definitely get creative. we had to also just, you know, find other places as well in the house, like everyone else did in quarantine.
Right, exactly. You know?
'Cause I feel like all my friends, when I talk to them, all of their children have ended up in the bed with them since quarantine.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah,
so just for comfort. What places did you discover? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
I mean.
What was your go-to place?
The broom closet.
The what?
The broom closet. No. People don't have broom closets anymore. No. Anyway.
Actually, his closet.
Ooh.
Oh, the kids won't find you there.
His closet.
That's hot. I like it.
Yeah.
Cherie, so you were quarantined with someone.
You're just putting all my business out there now.
Eventually, everybody's going to know everything.
Right. Yes,
now,
I
just want to know, how did you meet him? Because, you know, last I heard, you were single. Next thing I know, you're booed up and cooking like crazy on Instagram. What happened? How'd you meet him? That's all I need to know.
Well, I met him organically. I mean, I had just gone to breakfast after a workout and he happened to be there. And I didn't even think of a romantic connection because I'm kind of old fashioned in a lot of ways. And I wouldn't approach, I'm not going to say I won't, I haven't. Because I'm always open to do, you know, try new things. But I it's hard for me to approach somebody that I'm interested in. I think I should be pursued. I think I'm the prize.
Okay. And you are the prize. The prize.
Absolutely. But these men think they're the prize, and that's a problem. But that's
a
later
problem.
In the show. That's later in
that's
the show.
That's another question.
Yeah. Later in the show.
That is but a yes, problem.
So I invited him to come. A friend of mine was doing like a Monday night football thing. So I invited him to come out because I know, you know, she needs bodies in the place and whatnot. And when he walked in, first of all, I'm a different girl because I was in my sweats and my cap. And when he walked in, it was like, it was just an instant connection.
Really?
And so this was November of 2019. And, you know, we were dating. And so he was flying back and forth from New York. And then COVID happened and he got stuck.
He got stuck.
He got stuck. Yeah. So we were booed up for like, I would think, I would say like 4 months.
That's amazing. Oh, thinking about being booed up with someone that you just pretty much met and then COVID happens. Kelly, you know, I don't even know how you met your husband. You guys seem like you have a really good thing.
You know what? We have a really good quiet thing. Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, we try to keep it like just between us. We try to keep it just between us. And we met because him and Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child basically grew up together. They were like her brother and Tim were best friends. So in the early DC days, Tim would come around and I would always be like, oh, he's cute. But he was also like a bit on the like shorter side, but I didn't even care. He had this, I'm serious. He was like guys I was usually like dating were like a bit taller, but Tim came in and he just wore this thing on him. And it was just confidence and his body was great. And he had this great smile and he was just so genuine. And we just started out as friends. And next thing I knew, I just
you was in his closet.
Exactly. I was in his closet.
I will never see a man's closet the same anymore, Kelly. I will always have a vision of you in the closet.
In the closet. Right.
I love the way you talk. When you talk about him, you glow. I love that.
Yes.
Speaking of We Are the Prize, I don't know if you guys heard that J-Lo and A-Rod sort of broke up and now they're together. Have you ever, or what I should say is, do you think that her putting, I'm just saying, my opinion is that she put it out there to sort of reel him back in. Because next thing you know, he was hopping on a plane to the Dominican Republic to sort of win his girl back. Have you guys ever done that? Or do you think that's kind of what happened? Like, you know, you got to reel him in sometimes.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But I mean, reel him in from what? Is he cheating? What is he doing?
I don't know. Could be anything. But I feel like, do you ever sometimes have to remind men of who you are, who they're with?
Sure.
You know, so that they can sort of get it right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why are you laughing, lady?
Because my husband just walked in.
Oh, no. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Sam. What up, Jay? Thanks, right? Sorry, I'm bad. I'm over here being ridiculous.
Super silly, ridiculous. Can you go away?
Oh, aww, my God. Bye, Tim.
So cute.
He's over here going like this.
He's like, you're talking about my closet. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's funny.
So you never have to be strategic.
I'm so sorry.
Girl, I wasn't saying nothing. I promise.
Okay, listen to this. So I'm hearing that there's all kinds of different sex moves, and maybe you guys have tried it. But now if you're riding a man, the best way to ride him, for him to get into it, for you to get into it, is to spell the word coconut with your hips.
What?
Are you trying to write it? Like, C? I think I can get to Coco.
I get it, though. But I think that T is going to take him out.
Okay, you can just spell coconut.
That T could cause him to grunt. And not in pain and pure misery and pain.
You'll hear everything you need to hear in that moment for the tea.
Okay. I love that we were all trying to do it.
The tea might fuck that D up.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Kelly, I heard that there's a sex toy that you're obsessed with. Do tell, do share.
Yes, I'm taking notes.
Oh,
look
God. At
it. She's blushing. It must be good.
So, I'm taking notes. No, it's okay. It's actually
we're
really.
Ready.
I gave it out as Christmas presents.
Oh, mine must have been lost in the mail. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. In that case, it's called a womanizer, and it has like a little suction on it. And there's a penetration part of it. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm telling you. Yes. That's all I can say. I feel like when it was like when I was just doing the most, like my husband was probably like, please just let me free. I was like, fine, I'll give you a break with the womanizer.
So wait a minute. So you're the one that loves you want to have it more than him or more than Tim or?
Sometimes, yeah. I think that's where my age is, though. Someone just told me, like, supposedly, like, as a woman, when you're older, like, your sex drive, like, gets, like, a little bit more turned up. I'm like, is that true? And I read it, and then I asked a doctor friend of mine, and my girlfriends around me, and they feel the same way. So...
Yeah. I would agree with you. I feel like, you know, I'm horny most of the time. I want to know, though, do you feel like, okay, so you brought up your toy. If you're with a guy and you bring out a toy, are guys turned off if you bring out a toy or offended because they feel like, why do you need that?
I don't think so. I think that if you start with it and, like, lure them in and allow them the space to play... Mm. Then I think that it creates a really interesting scenario.
I love that.
It depends on who you are.
I get it. Were you horny when you were pregnant, both of you? Because I know I was when I was pregnant. Even though I had twins, I was like uncomfortable a lot, but I was definitely more horny.
I was not.
What?
Oh no. Like everything made me sick.
What?
I was so nauseous. I had morning sickness for like 7 months.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was bad. Like I was so sensitive to smells and it was bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, thank God Trey was worth it.
He really was.
He really was. Awesome.
He's amazing. He's amazing. But yeah, no. Awesome. But I have a question. Can I go back? Can I ask a question? Should I raise my hand?
Go ahead. Ask whatever you want.
So that, I ain't ready to get off that toy you're talking about.
Okay. Come back.
That to me, okay, so I want to know, do you do it in lieu of, like if he's tired, to give him a break so that you take care of yourself, or is that something you bring into the bedroom?
Both.
Okay. See, for me, like I would be, I never bring another penis into the bedroom.
You don't bring sand to the beach?
No, because I think that might, you know, guy, like, I already have one of those. But I'll, you know, something small that just can hit a spot that maybe he can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Well, I think if he's confident, if a man is confident, they can say, baby, that's what you need. If that's what you need, let's figure out how we can implement it together as opposed to being offended or.
But go look at this toy. Go look at this toy.
She's Googling it right now. That's hilarious. I just saw it.
I'm telling you, I went to, what is it? The pleasure chest?
Pleasure chest.
On Santa Monica with friends one night. And it was so funny because I ask all the questions. Like, I want to know every answer to every question. I call them. I'm like, wait a minute, do you have this in? I do, like, you know, research or whatever.
Love it.
And I saw this come up on, actually on Goop. On Gwyneth Paltrow's site. And it was like one of the things to get. And I was like, let me do my due diligence. And I'm reading all these reviews. The reviews are insane. I'm like, I'm going to see if this live up to the hype.
Speaking of another note, I recently heard this. As a mom, we're always trying to, you know, do the best we can with kids, especially when you have multiples now that you do, Kelly. I heard somewhere where Tina Knowles said that she had gotten therapy for Beyonce and Solange to make sure that they were going to be okay with Beyonce being, you know, the star that
Beyonce,
she is.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that? And would you ever do that with your boys? Because sometimes I think my boys sometimes butt heads. They're twins. They're together a lot. And I think that's like, as a mom, I don't know if I would have thought of that, but I think it's brilliant that she did that.
Oh, wow. Did she, I mean, if she said she did that, then she said, then she did that. But what I can tell you about my mama T is she is a forward thinker when it comes to mothering. And I feel like the way she brought us up just as young women, she always wanted us to feel like we had our own space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be surprised. And she'd probably be like, you don't remember? That's usually a question to me because I don't remember much. I just take Bingo Biloba or something.
Yeah, like you said, forward thinking, you know? I think it's really, I just thought it was brilliant. And, you know, as parents, you're always trying to thinking of different things to do to enhance their life, to, you know, whatever. But I just thought that was really cool. And, you know, now that you have two kids, and I know for me, when I had twins, I took a twins class, and I remember the teacher had two sets of twins in her family. She had five kids. And she was saying, don't let people label them. You know, when you're celebrating birthdays, have family send two different cards. And we always sing happy birthday twice. And just little things that I wouldn't have known because I was never, you know, a mother of twins before that. So I just thought, thinking of hearing Tina say that, I thought that was really, really smart, you know, as parents to figure out before you need it, you know?
Well, you know what's funny is like what I will say when Noah was born, everybody bought two presents.
They did.
I don't know if that was a good. Yes, they bought a present for Noah. They bought a present for Titan. I don't know if that was a good thing because then Titan, like every time Noah gets something now, he's like, well, where's mine?
Where's mine?
And I'm like, I said, well, baby, you got these already. Or, you know, you've been a newborn already. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, I still want a present because Auntie Tracy got me a present and Auntie Bibi got me a present and Auntie Mimi got me a present. Like, he's naming all these people that got him a present too. So I'm like, you know.
Will you have another? Do you want to have more than two?
You know what? I just actually had that conversation with a friend of mine and I would have actually had three or four.
Really?
But at two, yes. But at two, I think I'm good because my get up game is different right now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, my get up game is different.
What do you mean get up? Like in terms of like dealing with everything or?
Hell yeah. Like, or just getting up from a couch or just getting up from the floor.
You literally meant get up.
Yes, my get up game is a little slower. Still like healing from having a baby, but I'm like, this get up game is different.
Different. Sheree, I want to ask, is it true you're not having sex until with the next guy that you meet? Is it true you're not going to have sex
You know what? Let me tell you, like last year for me, I just realigned spiritually.
Yes.
Mm. And I'm celibate.
Good for you.
And it's like, it can be so much. For me, I'm very, very sensitive. And the older I get, the more sensitive I become. So soul ties and all kinds of stuff. Mm. And it's like, I don't even want to do that. I'm saving it for my husband. For my next husband.
Oh, right. But what if your husband is not good once you're doing it?
If he's not what now?
What if he's not good? Listen, he's an amazing man. You've been dating for months. Nope. Passion. Everything is there.
The God I serve ain't going to send me nobody whack. The God I serve.
Is God in charge of that too?
I know that's right.
The God I serve. And if by chance he is whack, I'm going to fall back on the womanizer.
Okay.
That's plan B. Literally.
Literally. Going back to Gwyneth Paltrow a little bit, Kelly, would you ever do your vagina scented candle? She has a vagina scented candle.
Gwyneth Paltrow's off the chain.
She is. She is. But also, I think Erykah Badu did it, and it sold out every time she puts it out.
What?
That's brilliant. I think I want one just to see what does it smell like?
What you think it smells like?
I'm intrigued.
Like. You're intrigued.
I mean, obviously, but
yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Is it a little sandalwoody? Is it gardenia? Is it a little, like, what do you think?
It's obviously a flower. It's obviously a flower, of course. Orchid.
Of course. Kelly, let's talk about your music. K-O-M-G. You are... I just feel like you've gotten into your own, you're sexy. I mean, you've always been sexy and owning it, but I feel like there's another layer of confidence that I'm feeling in your music. Where is that coming from?
Not giving a shit what anybody says.
Okay.
To be honest.
Really?
You know, I think that for a minute, like I was just, you know, you get so consumed with people and their opinions and what they're going to say.
Yeah.
What's the sound for right now and all this other stuff. And I just got to a point where I was like, I don't care. I'm going to make this music that I love. It's actually one of the things that I admire so much about Solange, about B, about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
About Erykah Badu, like, you know, and a lot of these new artists, you know what I mean? Like they do what they're feeling, like what's instinctual. Like it's one of the things I love about Daniel Caesar and, you know, Sabrina Claudio. Like there's hers. It's so many artists who are just doing what resonates and feels authentic to who they are. And I was in the studio searching for that for so long. And it felt so good to just be in there and have a vibe and bring it out. And, you know, you never know what people are going to say, but who cares? At the end of the day, you just try it and see if it works. And so far, the reaction has been good. I can't complain.
Sheree, I want to ask you, have you ever had sex and Trey comes in or Trey's around or does Trey give you tips about dating? Because he's a grown man.
No, he has never walked in on me doing anything I was not. I shouldn't say not supposed to be doing, but anything that I didn't want him to see. He has never done that. And he doesn't give me dating advice because he's in a space where he allows me to be me.
Yeah.
He just allows me to be me and he doesn't try to interfere with that, but I find myself asking him, like, so what do you think about, you know, X, Y, Z? And he's like, Mom, as long as you're happy.
That's
and then I have to really push. Well, but what do you think
Right.
Like, but I, you know, yes. And I appreciate that, son. But what are your thoughts?
I was going to say, because y'all are moms of boys, what is the most valuable piece of wisdom you could give me in raising a man or young boys?
I would say, let them see you in all your glory. And when I say glory, I also mean like, let them see you make mistakes. Let them see you be human. I feel like so many times as parents, we sort of try to be perfect, or we never did this. We don't talk about our past. And I think they need to see all that so that they know what a true woman really looks like. I think being able, letting them talk to you. Like for me, I grew up where my mom would always say to me, if you tell the truth, you're not going to get in trouble, which is why I think I always speak my truth, and maybe a little too much, some may say. But I think it's also letting them know that you're safe for them to tell you anything that they're going through. I think that's really valuable.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Well, I'll tell you, with Trey, as he got, I would say when he was about 15, I realized, like, every time I would say something, because I think, you know, I mean, as a strong mom, you know, as strong women, we want the best for our children. So we tend to think we know best for them. Mm. So we can present something in a way that seems like we're overriding their will and their understanding and their ideals. And I would watch his countenance. So pay attention to that. Like their energy, and he would shift and he would be this and then he'd do this. And I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing. But I realized what I was doing is what I was communicating to him is that I don't trust you as a man, as a young man, to make your own decisions. Ah. So I got to tell you what to do. And when I got that, when I felt that in my spirit and I understood that, I started to relate to him differently. Because I want to build him up. I never want to tear him down. I never want to put my stuff on him. So just pay attention, because they're going to need something different tomorrow than they do today. So it's a dance, you know, and you just have to be in tune. Just pay attention.
Okay. I love that. That is absolutely, absolutely great. I want to play a little game called This and That. I have to read it because I've written it down so I know. Okay, this is called This or That Turn On Edition. So you both can answer. Coffee or red wine?
Red wine.
For a turn on? Oh, red wine.
Red wine. Okay. A man who's down for whatever or a freak? So casual vanilla versus kinky. I need a freak. I'm just going to let it out.
I think I
have pent up emotions. I need a freak right now.
I like both. Like, I'm a little greedy in that one. I want
both. You want both.
What do you want, Tree?
I like somebody who, a freak, because they're just confident in who they are.
Yes.
I love that confidence.
Yes.
Okay. Say my name or lose my breath.
Oh,
I don't want to lose my name.
I need you to call me.
I'm going to say, lose my breath. Oh, that's a tough one. Because if I lose my breath, then obviously I've said your name by that time.
I'll let you slide. Bootylicious or kisses down?
Kisses down.
Kisses down. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Kisses down.
Yes.
Kisses down. Okay. Soldier or commander?
We'll be a commander.
I like a soldier.
Tell me what to do.
I want a soldier.
By the way, I want a soldier. I'm sorry.
What's the difference?
I feel like they're both pretty much the same. But a soldier for me is like somebody who's just down through it all. You know what I mean? Whether it's sexual, whether it's just, you know, you guys talking on an intimate space. Like, I just feel like they're going to be there, ride or die.
Changing my answer to soldier.
Yeah, okay. Brown eyes or black magic?
Black magic.
Black magic for sure. One of my favorite things about this podcast is Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With? This is where you get to highlight somebody who's inspired you, who made you smile or laugh this week. And so I'd like to know, who do you guys want to go to bed with?
I mean, I'm going to go to bed with him tonight, but my little Titan. I asked you ladies that for a reason. Like, I feel like there's always a moment that I'm having with him, you know, and I can't believe I'm loving someone like this. Like, you take up my whole heart. Like, him, Noah, and Tim, like, they just take up my whole heart. And it's just, whew, man. They're my reason every single day. That's, you know, beautiful. What I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we're so blessed, and it just makes me want to work even harder for them to, like, keep legacy and, you know, start different ventures and be my most amazing self for them. So
I love that. Yeah, oh, Kelly, real quick, have you ever had made love to one of your songs?
Oh no, that would be strange. Who asked me that was Lala, because I remember when Motivation came out, and she goes, "Is it weird that I might, you know, fuck on one of your songs?" And I was like, can you not tell me? Don't tell me. Just don't tell me.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. So you wouldn't do it. Okay, Cherie, would you ever make love to Jiggy by Will Smith?
Hell no.
Hell no. Before I let you go, I wanted to say, I'm going to get you, Cherie, to say who you want to go to bed with. But I want to say, I remember when Mike and I got divorced, and it was really important for us to co-parent. I remember you and Will were one of the first celebrities that I saw that publicly co-parented beautifully. And I know that you and Jada have a really great relationship. And as a matter of fact, let's talk about your relationship with Jada and also the whoop-ash, because I know the story.
Matter of fact, I can knock it all out, because I'm taking Jada to bed.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. It sounds a little kinky, but let me...
Sounds like a trouble.
The trouble. We're back to the trouble, Lord Jesus. But she has just been so amazing with shouting out, you know, my business, and that was huge. She did a video on not her, not the, is it the story that stays up for 24
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, stories. Yeah.
Okay, so she put a post. So she put a post, and she took care of, like, her foot regimen, her whole regimen, and she shouted out whoop ass. And when I tell you, I literally, it completely, I said, I tease about it. I'm like, you literally put your foot in my inventory. Completely sold out. I had to go back, you know, into production. And so the company I started with in December, because I just relaunched, is a different company now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like I scaled up so quickly. So I'm so grateful.
Wow.
And just grateful for her in so many ways, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think with men, like, Will wants his house. He wants his home to be peaceful. So if she's, you know, not on board with the co-parenting thing, if she's like, if she's being an issue,
yeah,
that creates an issue.
Absolutely.
You know, again, so he wants peace in his household.
I love that.
But we've it's a lot of respect, and we keep the kids first. It's about the kids.
And that's what it's supposed to be. And I love that. And I love that. And I love that. Guys, I want to say the person I want to go to bed with is Olivia Munn. I feel like she has been really outspoken with all the Asian hate that's happening in the world. And it breaks my heart to see, you know, people just spreading hate. And I love that she came on board and has been really vocal about it. So I'm going to bed with Olivia Munn, who's sexy anyways. I would do it anyway if I was down for that. But Kelly, thank you so much, you guys, for going to bed with me tonight. Kelly, tell people where you want them to follow you or see you, or what you want to promote right now.
Absolutely. I mean, at Kelly Rowland, follow me. It's a fun, exciting time that I feel like I have on Instagram and just on my platform, period. But yeah, I've enjoyed this so much. I can't wait to tell everybody about it. Like, no, you got to go on Garcelle's show.
I love it. And I appreciate it. I love you. And thank you. And Sheree, where do you want people to follow you? And also, you know, Whoopash. Yes.
Whoopash, look, I just happen to have one sitting by me. So, uh-huh. I mean, just, yeah. www.whoopash.com. Yes. Whoopash, you know, it's an amazing body butter. I'm back in business. It was something I started in 2009 and kind of let it fall by the wayside in 2015. Really lost faith in myself as a businesswoman. But I told you last year was, you know, I mean, everybody was on a timeout because we couldn't do anything.
Right.
I really got reconnected with my spirituality, with God. And I'm telling you, I got checked so hard because God just was really putting on my heart, if I really believe he is who he says he is, why am I looking at my limitations?
Okay.
I feel like we need to pass the offering bucket around.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I love it.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, Kelly. I know you have
so,
to
yes,
go.
Thank
I
you.
Really appreciate
oh, thank
it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sheree, I'm actually going to order Whoopash right now.
Yes,
so thank you so much.
I used to say to my
Absolutely.
Son, Oliver, if I can write your name on your body, you need lotion. So now we got
Listen.
Whoopash all over the house. Bye, you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.